Good afternoon and welcome to the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort Defenders and the Mount Marty Lancers. This will be a doubleheader beginning in a few minutes between these two teams. The Defenders come into today's contest with a 9-6 overall mark. Mount Marty is 3-11. Let's take a closer look at these two teams, and let's begin with the Mount Marty Lancers. The Lancers, 1-10 in the conference, 3-11 overall. It has been a tough go of it for the Lancers, but that is not to say that the Lancers haven't presented some challenges to some teams, including the Dort Defenders. The Lancers started the year with back-to-back wins over Waldorf and Presentation. Mount Marty has been outscored 75.4 to 60.0, and they're getting out-rebounded 43.5 to 34.0. Teams are converting 43.3% of the field goal attempts they take against the Lancers, and Mount Marty makes 35.7% of their shots. Carly McKinney tops the team with 14.2 points per game to go with 3 rebounds, and she has a team-high 2.5 assists per game. Callie Atkin and Kayla Jacobson are at 6.5 and 5.0 points per game, respectively, while Kiara Burt is good for 4.8 points per game. Bailey Corton is at 4.8 as well. Eve Miller is averaging 4.7 rebounds per game. For the Defenders, they are 8-4 in the conference and 9-6 this season. We'll be back with more on our pregame show right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com, taking a closer look at the Dort Defenders. Dort is outscoring teams 71.7 to 67.8, not rebound teams 44.7 to 34.1. Dort converts 39.7% of its field goals while allowing teams to make 39.2%. Dort also has made 33.5% of its three-point shots while opponents have made 33.4%. Ashton Verbeek is scoring 14.4 points per game while grabbing 9.8 rebounds per contest, and she is making 46% of her field goal attempts, and she is averaging 2.4 assists per game. Erica Feenstra is good for 13.1 points per game. Bailey Beckman adds 12.5 points per game. For those watching online, you just saw a presentation at midcourt between Bill Harmson, head coach for the Dort Defenders, and Erica Feenstra, the all-time leading scorer in Dort women's basketball history. She achieved that feat with 14 points on Wednesday night against the College of St. Mary. In that contest, Dort won 83-59. They stretched the lead to 65-48 at the end of the third quarter on the way to the win. Carly Gustafson had 16, Feenstra had 14, Ashton Verbeek had 9. Mount Marty was down 44-29 at halftime and lost an 88-66 decision to Northwestern on Wednesday night in Yankton. McKinney scored 20, Corton added 9, Burnt also had 9 points. These two teams met 3 weeks ago today. Dort fought through a sluggish performance on December the 19th and beat Mount Marty 62-56. Bailey Beckman scored 14. Winterfeld and Gustafson had 10 each. Verbeek led the team with 9 rebounds. Here's your starting lineup for the Dort Defenders. It'll be number 2, Erica Feenstra, 6-foot senior from Hull, averaging 13.1 points per game. Bailey Tetzloff is a 5'10 senior from Brookings, averaging 5.5 points per outing. Number 13 is Bailey Beckman, a 5'5 sophomore from Panora, Iowa, averaging 12.5 points per game. Number 21 is Jordan Winterfeld, a 5'5 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 4.5 points per game. And Ashton Verbeek wears number 25. She's a 6'2 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 14.4 points per game. For Mount Marty, Carly McKinney is a 5'7 senior from T, South Dakota, averaging 14.2 points per game. Bailey Corton is a 5'6 sophomore from Tabor, South Dakota. Number 21 is Kiara Burnt, a 5'6 sophomore from Harrisburg. She is averaging 4.8 points per game. Alexis Arns is a 5'9 freshman from Crofton, Nebraska, averaging 3.9 points per game. Peyton Stoley is not in uniform this evening or this afternoon. We anticipated her being in the starting lineup. She is not available to the Lancers this afternoon. Dort controls the opening tap, and we are underway with basketball. Left side pass goes over to Beckman. Beckman with it on the wing. Beckman passes right side back over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff gives it up. Winterfeld squaring up is Verbeek. Her baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Tetzloff off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Mount Marty. Mount Marty sporting very bright yellow jerseys with white numbers trimmed in navy. Mount Marty with the basketball, driving in with the left hand. Layup attempt no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders in Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek brings it up the floor. She passes right side over to Beckman. Beckman with the ball. Short corner, Feenstra. Feenstra comes back over to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Gives it up Winterfeld. Winterfeld splits the defense into the middle of the lane. Kick out pass. Beckman. Beckman shot no good. Rebound taken away by Verbeek. Back out to Beckman. Beckman another three. That one's short. No good. Rebound Verbeek again. Back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld driving the lane. Puts it up off of the rim. No good. Dort cannot take the lid off of the basket right now. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. Fantastic shots for the defenders. Just can't get them to drop at the moment. Well, the Lancers, across the front of their jersey, rather than Mount Marty or the Mount or Lancers, you have the River City. Kick out pass, three on the way. Top of the key, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Coming up the floor with the basketball. Left side pass, Verbeek. Verbeek gives it up, Beckman. Beckman with the basketball, pardon me, that was Tetzloff. Floater by Winterfeld off of the heel of the rim. Out of bounds, no good. And we are still scoreless, 0-0 between these two teams. 0-0 our score. Lancers with the basketball, driving left hand, puts it up with the left hand, as good as Bailey Corton. Corton with a two-point basket, and the Lancers grab a 2-0 lead. Bounce pass inside to Feenstra. Feenstra kick out Verbeek, left wing three, good. Ashton Verbeek with the three-point basket, and the Dort defenders are on the board, 3-2. Willing to guess, they probably had about six or seven shots from the field before they got that three-pointer to go. Right corner three, answering, no good. Rebound, run out, Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball. Hands it back over to Verbeek, to Feenstra. Trailer, Verbeek sets up another three. That one's off the mark, no good. Fight for the basketball. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Mount Marty basketball. So the Lancers will have the basketball. Dort leading 3-2. Well, a very similar score and to what we had 3 weeks ago against Mount Marty. Both teams struggled from the floor in that one. The difference, the pace of the game, much better for the defenders so far, and you've got to feel pretty good about things if Dort can keep the pace of this up. Steal by Beckman. Beckman forcing the issue. Drives in over the right hand. Her layup, good. Bailey Beckman with a two-point basket, and the defenders lead at 5-2. 5-2 our score after the steal and the basket by the sophomore from Panora, Iowa. Out front with the basketball is Corton. Corton thought about the 17-footer. Backdoor cut. It's taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek leading the break. 3-on-1. Verbeek will drive in. Puts it up with the right hand. Falling away. Good. Ashton Verbeek with 5 points. Dort leads 7-2. 7-2. Defenders by 5. Lancers with it. Left side pass. Goes over to McKinney. McKinney, the leading scorer for the Lancers, and we're going to have a hold called against the defenders. Ryan Freeze signaling the foul against Erica Feenstra to the bench. Our officials today, Ryan Freeze, Felix Mitchell, and Dave Perry. Dave and Ryan, we have seen several times. Felix, first time I can recall seeing him in the DeWitt gym. McKinney looking for the elevator play out front instead. They bounce it to Castaneda. Castaneda backing her way and against Verbeek. Castaneda crossover. Shot blocked by Verbeek. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Racing in front to Feenstra. Feenstra layup right hand good. Erica Feenstra with a two-point basket after the block shot by Ashton Verbeek. And the defenders own a 9-2 lead. Timeout on the floor, charge to Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. Dort basketball after the timeout. Mount Marty basketball after the timeout. Dort got a bucket right before the timeout. Driving in, layup no good. Rebound cleared by Gustafson. She outlets over to Beckman. Dort on the run. Bailey Beckman into the front court. Dort by 7 early on in this one. 5:53 left to go in the first quarter. Pass left side over to Stamnis. Stamnis, short corner, Verbeek. Verbeek back to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball, Stamnis. Stamnis, right side, Chmielewski. Chmielewski gives it into the corner, Gustafson. Gustafson with it, and we've got a hold called on the Lancers. I believe that's going to be on McKinney. Carly McKinney, a senior from T, South Dakota. She's closing in on 1,000 career points. She's got 958 for the Lancers. A little over a month to try and get those remaining 42 points. Stamnis to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman goes left side into the corner. Stamnis drop it down low. Gustafson. They bring the hard double team. Outside it goes Chmielewski. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Eight, give it to Verbeek. Seven, Verbeek back over left side. Stamnis. Stamnis blocked on the play. Drives in. And the defenders, a fadeaway by Verbeek, just in front of the horn, and Ashton Verbeek has 7 points. Dort leads 11-2 with a basketball. Mount Marty driving in with the left hand is Jacobson. Jacobson drops it off for McKinney. McKinney trying to wheel her way around with a hook, stolen away by Gustafson. Here come the defenders. Carly into the front court. Carly at the free throw line. Coast to coast for Gustafson. Can't get it to go, but the rebound is cleared by the Mount Marty Lancers. Lancers with the basketball. On the left-hand side with it is Jacobson. Jacobson's going to put up a three. Rainbow misses, no good. Rebound, put back, is good for the Lancers and Megan Hirsch. Hirsch with a put back. Dort leads 11-4. Beckman with the basketball up the floor. She passes left side over to Stamnis. Stamnis on the left wing. Sienna gives into the corner, Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball, reverses right side Beckman. Beckman into the lane. Bailey Beckman puts it up, draws the foul, and Bailey will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. So Beckman will shoot a pair of free throws with her team leading 11-4. Verbeek and Stamnis will check out along with Gustafson. Checking into the game, Albrecht and Van Halsen and Tetzloff. Those are the three who check in. First free throw is up and good for Beckman. Beckman with 3 points. And the defender lead is 12-4, pending another free throw. This free throw is up off the heel, no good. Beckman, a 79% free throw shooter. Dort showing pressure defense after the missed free throw. Albrecht stabbing for it on a trap, and she's going to be whistled for the foul. 23 seconds on the shot clock. And the Lancers will bring it up the floor. This is Jacobson. Jacobson guarded there by Chmielewski. Good start by the defenders. They're leading 12-4. Lancers have it on the right elbow of the lane. This is Tweet. Tweet to Jacobson. Jacobson scoops it up. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Van Halsen. Van Halsen outlet over to Beckman. Here's Dort on the run. Beckman into the front court. Stops at the top of the key. Hesitates momentarily. Gives it off to Tetzloff. Tetzloff spins it into the corner. Now comes back to Van Halsen. Van Halsen shovels it outside. Beckman. Beckman can't get the three to go, but Van Halsen rips down her offensive rebound. Dort has owned the offensive glass in this period. Back it goes Chmielewski. Chmielewski driving in with the right hand. Lays it up good. Maya Chmielewski with a 2-point basket. Dort leads it 14-4. Ball is tapped, controlled by the Lancers. Tetzloff stretching out for it, but she was unable to knock it completely free, and the Lancers regain possession. 20 to shoot for the Lancers. Left side with the basketball is McKinney. McKinney guarded there by Chmielewski. Splits the defense, puts it up with the left hand, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Halsen. Van Halsen pass into the front court. It's tipped and taken back by the defenders. With the basketball on the left side is Beckman. Beckman jump stop, and we're going to have a charge called on Bailey Beckman. Well, I would imagine the defenders are willing to trade some fouls for the aggressiveness they have shown both on offense and defense. So the Lancers will inbound the basketball, Tweet to throw it in. Tweet gives it in to Corton. Corton back to Tweet. Tweet in the backcourt. Mount Marty gets it across the timeline at the 8-second mark. They pass it right side back over to Tweet. Tweet, right side, three on the way. Missed it, no good. That was a three by Callie Atkin. Here comes Dort. Into the front court, Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman passes left side. Into the corner, Tetzloff. Tetzloff with it. Tetzloff back out front. It comes. Dump it off. And the easy layup for Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the layup off of the give by Albrecht, and the defenders lead it 16-4. Lancer basketball into the front court. Pass deflected by Van Halsen, the safety on the play, if you will. Putting it up off the bottom of the backboard. No good, the Lancers. Now they throw it up for grabs. It's taken away by Albrecht. Albrecht to Tetzloff. Tetzloff reverses field. Puts it up from 10 straight on. No good, but she is fouled. Bailey Tetzloff will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two with 2:03 remaining here in the first quarter. Beckman, Shemileski, Van Halsen, Albrecht all check out of the ball game. Nielsen, Winterfeld, Verbeek, and Feenstra check in. Gustafson is waiting at the scorer's bench if Tetzloff can make her free throws. Six different players have scored for the defenders so far. Dort leads 17-4. And the second free throw off the mark, no good. Bakers doesn't lead for the defenders. Mom Marty brings the basketball into the front court with it at the top of the key. Drive in, drop it off, and an easy bucket for the Lancers. And that is Bailey Corton with two. Dort leads 17-6. Pass into the lane, Tetzloff. Back out front it goes Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball, Dort with an 11-point lead. 10-footer straight on, no good for Feenstra. Feenstra unable to knock it down. Here come the Lancers. Lancers with the basketball. Alexis Kemp into the game for the Lancers right now. Kick out pass goes to Corton. Corton working on Winterfeld. Layup with the left hand, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got the Mount Marty player stepping on the end line out of bounds. That's Megan Hirsch. Defenders by 11. 1:15 left to play in the first quarter. Bringing the basketball up is Winterfeld. Winterfeld passes right side to Nielsen. Nielsen with the basketball. Nielsen to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it left side. Gustafson thought about the three, decides against it. Winterfeld fakes the pass, now drops it up inside. Feenstra. Feenstra's shot rims around and falls through, and Feenstra will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play. 4 points for Feenstra, 77% free throw shooter. Fast start for Feenstra. There's 1:02 remaining here in the first quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor charged to the Lancers. Timeout Mont Marty. Back with more after this. Feenstra with the free throw to complete the three-point play. We're back to basketball. Tipped by Gustafson. Mont Marty with the basketball in the backcourt. Pass goes right side. Mount Marty with the basketball on the right-hand side. Down to the short corner. Tipped away. They're not going to reset, or they did reset the shot clock. Gustafson with a block. Passes out in front to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Left side, Nielsen. Nielsen with the basketball. Dort can hold for the final shot. Well, they aren't going to. Three-pointer by Ashton Verbeek. Verbeek didn't get the memo. She knocks down her 10th point. And the defenders lead at 23-6. 23-6 our score, 9 seconds remaining. Lancers with the basketball. Out front, Corton. Corton, step back, her three, rattles, good. Corton answers with a three. She's got 7 of her team's 9 points. We've played one quarter of basketball. Dort leads it 23-9. Back with the second quarter of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Checking how many shots the defenders took before Ashton Verbeek knocked down a three-point basket. Looks like they were 0-for-7 at one point. But since then, the defenders, they've got their offense rolling mainly with a frenetic defense. They are 9-for-13 since that 0-for-7 start. And they have out-rebounded the Lancers 14-11 through one quarter of play. And they've also forced 6 turnovers. The defenders with a 23-9 advantage. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday afternoon. Variety of ways that you can watch today's play. The defenders have the basketball. You can watch via our Vimeo site. That's linked off of our website. Also on YouTube, Dort Defender Athletics, Dort University Defender Athletics, actually on YouTube. Spin move by Verbeek, shot no good, but there for the offensive rebound and the putback is Erica Feenstra. She's got seven, and the Defenders lead at 25-9. And you can also catch the play-by-play in a little different version, or a little different way. That is on our Facebook channel as well. So a lot of different ways. Bailey Corton, 15-footer, she's got 9 points. Keeping her team's score respectable. Coming back the other way, Carly Gustafson. Spin move in the lane. She's got two, and the Defenders lead at 27-11. Defenders up 27-11. Corton penetrating the lane. Kicks it out. Three on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek over to Beckman. Beckman right side. It goes Nielsen. Nielsen over the basketball. Dort leads by 16. Into the corner. Feenstra. Feenstra three. No good. Rebound. Verbeek. Verbeek put back. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Mount Marty. Corton has it at the top of the key. Her long two is off the mark. No good. Her toes were on the line. Rebound taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek with it at the top of the key. Fires it left side. Gustafson. Three ball. In and out. No good. And a foul called on the rebound against Erica Feenstra. That's going to be two on Erica. So Feenstra picks up foul number two in the process. So 27-11, that's the first player for either team in any sort of foul trouble. Feenstra called for the foul on the rebound. Corton over the basketball, Dort leading by 16. With it on the left-hand side is McKinney. McKinney over the basketball. McKinney stops, tries to put it up, and it's blocked away by Gustafson. That's at least a couple of block shots by the Defenders here this afternoon. Throwing the ball in. They get it into the corner to Castaneda. Castaneda with it. They give it inside. Castaneda shot no good. A rebound taken away by Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball. Left side it goes to Tetzloff. Tetzloff on the wing. Short corner. Feenstra swings it right side back over to Beckman. Beckman to Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the handoff. Gives it back to Beckman in the right corner. 15 to shoot for the Defenders. Come back over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Gustafson. Gustafson right side. Winterfeld. Winterfeld hesitates. Kick out pass. Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Eight to shoot. Now six. Inside it goes Feenstra. Feenstra over the glass. Good. Erica Feenstra with another two. She's got nine. Dort leads 29-11. 29-11 our score. The Defenders on defense. Ball's down on the floor. Gustafson forces a jump ball. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. So the Mount Marty Lancers unable to hang on to it. Dort forces a tie-up. And they throw the ball in. Mount Marty tossing it in. They get it into Castaneda. Castaneda played well in the first meeting between these two teams, but she has not caught the Defenders off guard here this afternoon. 10 to shoot for the Lancers. Castaneda on the left wing. Guarded there by Gustafson. Dort by 18. 5 to shoot. Now 4. They give it off left side, and we've got a travel violation called on the Lancers and Kiki Burnt. Dort gets it back, leading 29-11. Dort has outscored the Lancers 6-2 to start the second quarter. With it on the right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it on the wing. Winterfeld picks up her dribble, reverses Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman to Gustafson. Gustafson crosses over with left hand, rims it around, can't get it to go, and the rebound is cleared by the Lancers. Lancers for the basketball, 29-11 our score. Defenders by 18, left side drive, that's McKinney. McKinney spins back into the lane over the right hand, comes back outside to Jacobson. Jacobson for the basketball. Jacobson, she comes back over to Tweet. Tweet, right side pass, McKinney. McKinney underneath the basket, spins, gives it up. Shot on the right side is good. That's Megan Hirsch with a two-point bucket. Dort leads 29-13. Left side, Feenstra. Feenstra, Gustafson, elbow. Ball fake, puts it up in traffic, good. Carly Gustafson with 4 points. Dort leads 31-13. 31-13 our score. On the left-hand side with it, kick-out pass. Three misses badly, no good by Tweet. Rebound taken away by the defenders, Beckman. Beckman driving in, and we've got a blocking foul called on the Lancers. High-speed collision there, and Beckman will go to the free-throw line. She will shoot two free throws. So Bailey Beckman with 3 points this afternoon will go to the free-throw line. She'll shoot two. She's a 79% free-throw shooter. I believe the issue was the defensive player was inside the charge arc on that play. Going to watch the replay and see if that is actually the case. Nope, she was not. She just simply wasn't set. Out front, the defender is able to take that ball away and got the ball out front quickly. Beckman now with 4 points as she makes that free throw. Second free throw is up and good as well for Beckman. Beckman with 5 points. And the defenders lead at 33-13. 5:45 and counting, first half. Jacobson hesitates out front, gives it off to McKinney. McKinney guarded there by Shemileski. Shemileski spins into the lane, McKinney spins into the lane, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Erica Feenstra. That's likely going to be it for Feenstra for a little while. She got caught behind the offensive player, got called for trying to swipe it. And Feenstra's going to check out of the ball game. She's got 9 first-half points. Gustafson has 4. She checks back into the game. Ashton Verbeek has 10. Free throw on the way is up and good. Alexis Arnes shooting free throws. She makes the first one. She's got another one coming. This one's up and good as well. 33-15. Arnes with the 2 free throws. Defenders leading 33-15, 5:28 and counting, first half. Verbeek with it, gets a screen from Gustafson, pull up on the right elbow, is good for Verbeek. Verbeek with 12 points, she got sprung on a screen that time by Gustafson. Gustafson set up, was able to clear the path for Verbeek, shot no good. Offensive rebound for the Lancers, and the Lancers get it back on the putback by Hirsch. 35-17, defenders by 18. Left side, Stamness. Stamness for the basketball. Stamness, Verbeek. Verbeek off the glass, good. Ashton Verbeek, another 2. Verbeek with 14 first half points. Dort leads 37-17. 4:40 and counting. First half, top of the key, 3 misses, no good. Rebound taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek nearing a double-double already. Ashton into the front court. She's got it on the left side. Lobs it down low for Gustafson on the block. Now goes to Beckman. Beckman pull up from 15. Can't get it to go. And the rebound is taken away by the Lancers. Mount Marty with the basketball. Lob pass goes down low. Gustafson closes on the defense. Now the ball tipped away by Shemileski. Very nearly came away with a steal. And the Dort lead is 37-17. 37-17 defenders. 4:11 left to play in the half. Throwing the ball in for the Lancers is Kemp. Kemp out front to Corton. Corton with the basketball. Corton hesitates, stops. 12 feet from the hoop. Very nearly throws it away. And she does throw it away. Mount Marty's Hirsch unable to chase it down in front of the Dort bench. And now the Lancers will retreat on defense. Left side pass comes to Verbeek. Verbeek left side. She cuts through the lane, gets the pass from Beckman. Stamness, 3, good. Sienna Stamness with the triple from the corner. Dort leads 40-17. 40-17 our score, Dort by 23. Lancers pick it up, Corton. Corton in trouble. Finally passes it off to Kemp. Kemp with the basketball. Kemp to Corton. Corton to Hirsch. Hirsch, free throw line jumper, good. Hirsch with 8, averaging 1.5 points per game. So she's been the surprise for the Lancers so far. Beckman stops, drops it off inside Verbeek. Verbeek, layup, good. Verbeek with 16. Dort leads 42-19. 3:04 left to play. Here in the half, shot no good. Rebound Tipped away. Hirsch comes up with it, and Hirsch misses. Now putback attempt, no good, and Verbeek is whistled for the foul underneath. Ashton Verbeek called for the personal foul. She's going to check out of the ball game. So two free throws on the way for Megan Hirsch. So 8 rebounds already for Ashton Verbeek in this one. 7 of 11 from the floor. First free throw by Hirsch. Good. Second one good as well. Hirsch with 10 first half points. Dort's lead is 42 to 21. 2:47 and remaining in the half. Pull-up jumper by Bailey Beckman is good. Beckman with 7. Dort leads 44 to 21. Ball poked away. Beckman tries to pass it off, and the defenders call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor. This will be a 30-second timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. With a basketball on the right side, they give it up to Albrecht. Albrecht with it at the top of the key. Albrecht dribbling right side, gives it off to Beckman. Yes, Beckman puts up a 10-footer, no good there for the rebound, and the putback is Van Halsen. Riley Van Halsen with a 2-point bucket. Dort leads 46 to 21, 2:13 remaining. First half of play, Dort by 25, steal by Chmielewski. Chmielewski up the floor, goes to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman driving with the left hand, has it blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort basketball. Controlled chaos right now for the defenders. Throwing the ball in is Chmielewski. Gets it in over the top to Albrecht. Albrecht fakes the handoff, drives in over the right hand from the left side, no good. Now the ball's loose on the floor, and a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort basketball. Dort inbounding the basketball, leading 46 to 21. Throwing the ball in, Chmielewski. Fresh 30 for the defenders to work with. Van Halsen with it right side. They give it up into the post. Nothing there, Van Halsen. Van Halsen tries to find Tetzloff. And the ball is tipped into the backcourt. Mount Marty has the steal, and they'll bring it up. This is Corton. Corton, left side. Three on the way, up and down for Callie Otkin. Otkin with the three. Dort leads 46 to 24. 46-24, our score. Left side pass. They give it underneath on the baseline to Van Halsen. Van Halsen to Tetzloff, and Tetzloff pass. Looked like it might have got tipped. The officials say it was not. And the Lancers will have the basketball, trailing by 22. Dort, a 46-point first half, averaging 72 points per ball game. Bringing the basketball up is Corton. Corton, 5'6 sophomore from Taber, South Dakota. She's got 9 points. She kept her team respectable in the first quarter. Lob it right side with the basketball. Miller. Miller into the lane. Cut off there by Verbeek. Verbeek with another rebound. Verbeek with the basketball. Ashton gets it ahead. Left side to Nielsen. Nielsen underneath Gustafson. Squares up 15 feet from the hoop. Spins with the left hand. Good. Carly Gustafson with 6 points. Dort leads 48 to 24. Defenders up by 24 with it on the left hand side. Driving is Corton. Corton, tweet, shot, no good. And the rebound taken away by the defenders and Winterfeld. Dort with under 30 to play in the half. An opportunity to take the last shot of the half. Dort by 24. Right side it goes Gustafson, 13 to shoot. This is Verbeek. And Verbeek gets called for traveling. Turnover gives the ball back to the Lancers. So Dort will check their pressuring group into the contest here. Van Halsen is the safety. Beckman and Chmielewski are near midcourt. Putting the pressure on up front are Albrecht and Tetzloff. Mount Marty with the basketball in the backcourt. They throw it across the timeline to Tweet. Tweet Hands it off. Shot for three. No good. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Dort 48, Mount Marty 24. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. We're at halftime, and the Dort defenders enjoy a lopsided 48-24 advantage over the Mount Marty Lancers in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Dort trailed once. That was a 2-0. They scored the next 11 points to take an 11-2 lead. They led 23-9 at the end of the first quarter and 48-24 at the conclusion of the first half. So far today, Dort 20 of 40 shooting from the floor, 50%, 3 of 10 on threes, 30%. Keep in mind, they missed their first seven shots. So since that point, they are 20 of 33. Dort also 5 of 7 from the free throw line for 71%. For the Mount Marty Lancers, 9 for 33 from the floor, 27%, 2 for 11 on threes, 18%, 4 for 4 on free throws, 100%. Dort owns a 25-19 rebounding advantage. They have forced 11 turnovers and have turned it over just five times. Eight steals for the defenders this afternoon. Dort is led by Ashton Verbeek. She's a rebound away from a double-double. She's got 16 points on 7 of 11 shooting, and she's got 9 rebounds. 9 points for Erica Feenstra. She was saddled with 3 first-half fouls, though. Bailey Beckman with 7. 6 for Carly Gustafson. 3 for Bailey Tetzloff, 3 for Sienna Stamnes, 2 for Maya Shemilaski, and 2 for Riley Van Hulzen for their total of 8 points. For the Mount Marty Lancers, they are led by Megan Hershaw for the bench, 4 for 5 from the floor, 10 points and 8 rebounds in 10 minutes of play. 9 points for Bailey Corton, and then it drops off to 3 for Callie Atkin and 2 for Alexis Arnes for their total of 24 points. Back with the second half of play right after this. Corton with the basketball as we start play for the Mount Marty Lancers. She goes high post to Castaneda. Throws it left side. Three-pointer missed. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders in Verbeek. And there's your double-double for Ashton Verbeek. Stops on the right elbow. They give it underneath. Wide open Erica Feenstra. Her layup is good. 11 points for Erica Feenstra. And the defenders lead at 50-24. Dort with a 26-point lead. Corton drops it off for Castaneda. A defensive breakdown for the defenders. Dort leads at 50-26. Racing the other way, though. Erica Feenstra with another 2. She's got 13. And the Lancers and Coach Schlimgen, they've seen there was something they covered at halftime. That is not happening in the first 40 seconds of the second half. They call a timeout. Back with more after this. Mount Marty with the basketball after the timeout. A 30-second timeout to try and right the ship. Less than a minute into the second half. Blocked shot by Ashton Verbeek. Here come the defenders and Beckman. Beckman throws it off the glass. No good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Erica Feenstra. She follows the shot, cleans up the mess. 28-point lead for the defenders. It is 54-26. Driving left-hand side, Corton. Corton throws herself into Erica Feenstra. Feenstra has just picked up her fourth foul. And free throw on the way for Corton. Corton with 11, averaging 4.8 points per game. Feenster will check out a minute 12 into the second half. She's got 15 points. She did some damage, though, in that first minute and 12, scoring 6 points. Corton with an old-fashioned 3-point play. Dort leads 54-29. Left side pass for the basketball. This is Gustafson. Gustafson feeds it down low to Verbeek. Verbeek spins, opens up, and knocks down the shot on the baseline. Ashton Verbeek with 18 points. Dort leads 56-29. The defenders with an advantage in the post. And they have taken full advantage here this afternoon. A 2 for Corton answering back. She's got 14. She and Hirsch are about all that Mount Marty has going right now on offense. Fired inside Gustafson. Gustafson drops it off for Winterfeld. Winterfeld up, shot no good. Rebound ripped down by Tetzloff, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the Lancers. Foul called on Mount Marty's Alexis Arnes. That's foul number 1 on Arnes. 58-29, defenders leading. Throwing the ball in is Beckman. Beckman with the ball. Beckman gets it in to Verbeek. Verbeek, Beckman. Beckman drives baseline, throws it up off the glass. Good. Bailey Beckman, nice take on the baseline. She's got nine. 58-31, defenders lead it. Beg your pardon, 60-29. I'm not sure the scoreboard's right. Bringing the basketball up is Winterfeld. 60-32. Pass goes left side. Come back over to Gustafson. Gustafson gives it inside to Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Kick out. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled. And the Lancers come back the other way. Lancers with the basketball. Out front with it. This is Arnes. Arnes picks up her dribble. Her dribble, I should say. Now they're getting the scoreboard corrected, I believe. We'll double check that. Left side pass, three, missed, no good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld passes left side to Tetzloff, and Tetzloff has it jarred away from her. It's going to be a out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Is it right now? ...58-34, defenders leading. Mount Marty, high post pass, shot blocked by Verbeek, saved in by Winterfeld, gets it ahead to Tetzloff. Tetzloff over to Beckman, or to Verbeek, that is. Verbeek, Beckman. Beckman feeds it down low. Gustafson squares up. Cutter by Winterfeld. Winterfeld layup good. Jordan Winterfeld with her first basket today. Dort leads 60-34. 6:30 left to play in the third quarter. Well, Dort as aggressive offensively today as I have seen them. Driving in over the right side. Shot no good. Bothered by Verbeek. Rebound cleared out. Here comes Winterfeld. Winterfeld right side Beckman. Beckman stops. Pops. 12-footer. Too strong. No good. There for the rebound Tetzloff. And Tetzloff is going to be called for a foul after the putback. She a little too aggressive trying to follow the shot. She whistled for her first personal foul. That is team foul number two today in the third quarter against the defenders. Dort leading 60-34. 60-34. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Jacobson. Jacobson feeds it high post. Hirsch, three on the way, no good. Rebound cleared. They give it off right side back to Hirsch. Hirsch short corner, muscles it up, blocked by Van Hulsen, but a foul on the play. And that is against Van Hulsen. And for Riley, that's foul number one. Megan Hirsch will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throw on the way for Hirsch. Rolls around, won't go through. Another one on the way for Hirsch. This is just the third free throw shot by Mount Marty today. Dort, by comparison, has shot five, so neither team getting to the free throw line much. Hirsch makes the second free throw. Now we've got a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort basketball leading 60-35. Throwing the ball in will be Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen gets it into Beckman. Beckman takes it across the timeline. Beckman, left side, Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen with it. Van Hulsen back to Beckman. Beckman with it on the left side. Beckman to Stamness. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Beckman drives in. Her shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Bailey will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Tweet. And for Aubrey Tweet, that is number three today. So two free throws coming for Beckman as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw, up and down. 10 points for Beckman. Second free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. So Bailey Beckman with 11. Dort leads 62-35. With it on the right side, bringing it up is Tweet. Tweet hands it back to Jacobson. Jacobson with the basketball. Jacobson, high dribble, kept her hand on top of it, now throws it up and goes out of bounds. Last touched by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort basketball. So the Lancers missed shot. I'm not even sure you call that a shot attempt. It did not hit glass. Right side it goes. Chmielewski. Chmielewski out front. Picks up her dribble. Back over to Backman. Backman with it. Dort leading by 27. Van Halsen passed through the lane. Taken back by the defenders. Backman, floater from 10, good. Bailey Backman with 13, 64-35. 4:40 remaining in the third period. Lancers driving the other way. Ball taken away by Chmielewski on the pass through the lane. Chmielewski goes right side. Backman, Backman with a basketball. Backman, Chmielewski, Chmielewski, Stamnis. Underneath, Van Halsen, short corner. Back outside, Chmielewski, Backman. Backman sidesteps the defensive player, lays it up, good. Backman with 15, Dort leads 66-35. Mount Marty basketball, 4:07 remaining. Third quarter of play. Lancers have it, out front, pass, left wing, three, misses, no good. But the air ball is grabbed by Hirsch. Hirsch with a putback, she's got 13. Dort leads 66-37. Left side it goes. This is Stamnis. Stamnis out front. Gustafson. Gustafson back over to Siena. Siena three. Short on the wing. No good. Rebound cleared by Tweet. Tweet gives it up to Jacobson. Jacobson will bring it up the floor. Jacobson with it on the left-hand side. Ball taken away by Stamnis. Stamnis forces a tie-up. Well, whatever the defenders have done in practice the last 2 days has paid off with a very aggressive, high-paced performance. So Dort will get their five, their lineup on the floor. One of their astute assistants recognizing we had six on the floor. Heard them calling out. We have six. Rebound cleared by Albrecht. Gets it over to Chmielewski. Chmielewski, left side Backman. Backman in traffic, and she's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation against the defenders. One of the few turnovers Dort has had today. Done a pretty good job of taking care of the basketball, and now a reach-in foul called on Tetzloff. Tetzloff whistled for foul number two. That's foul number four against the Lancers in this against the defenders in this quarter. Tweet will throw it in. Length of the floor in front of her. Ball's inbounded. That is Corton, and Corton is fouled in the backcourt on a trap. And that foul is going to go against the defenders and that's going to go against Hillary Albrecht. Albrecht gets called for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Hillary. Corton will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw up and good. Another free throw on the way. 66-38 defenders in control. Second free throw is up and good as well. 66-39, defenders leading. Left side pass goes to Stamnis. Stamnis with the basketball, gives it up Albrecht. Albrecht with the left hand, everything but the finish. Rebound cleared by Tweet. Tweet with the basketball. Tweet passes it, to gets the return pass now. Ball's deflected. Beckman nearly chases it down. Mount Marty maintains possession of it. Corton. Corton driving in, and we've got a foul on the play called on Albrecht. Hillary Albrecht whistled for the personal foul. And Albrecht called for her third personal foul. Defenders leading 66-39. We've still got 2:44 left to go in the third period. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Corton. Corton. 17 points for Corton, averaging 4.8 points per game. 66-41, and for Mount Marty, a fortunate thing that Corton is producing. Otherwise, this one is completely out of hand. Dort leading 66-41 currently. Stamness picks up her dribble, gives it off to Albrecht. Albrecht driving in. Nothing there, double teamed. It's down on the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball called alternating possession. It's Dort basketball. So Dort's going to send five new players into the game with 2:23 remaining in the quarter. So on the floor for the defenders, it'll be Nielsen, McKenna Klecker, Verbeek, Gustafson, Nielsen. They give it back to Winterfeld, and Winterfeld's going to be called for a charge. Jordan Winterfeld whistled for a charging foul. And Corton will bring the basketball up. Corton with it at the top of the key. Drives to the right side. And now the ball's on the floor. She picks it up. Gets it back. Ball's loose. Picked up by the Lancers. Ball is loose again. And it'll be Dort basketball. They say that the Mount Marty player was on the end line. Modort with the basketball. Pass goes right side over to Nielsen. Nielsen with it. Nielsen to Gustafson. Gustafson left side. They give it up. Right side Nielsen on the reversal from Verbeek. Verbeek in the lane. Three players around her. Comes back right side. Three no good by Gustafson. Rebound cleared by Mount Marty. Lancers bringing the ball up the floor. Corton. Corton throws it down low. And stepping on the end line out of bounds is Kelly Wetzel. It'll be Dort basketball with 90 seconds left to go in the third period. So 1:30 left to play in the third period. Bringing the basketball up is Winterfeld. Goes right side Nielsen. Nielsen gives it up into the corner. Klecker. Klecker to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Verbeek. Verbeek squares up. Comes back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld 10-footer short. No good. Rebound controlled by Mount Marty and Miller. Miller passes up the floor. Corton. Corton puts on the Jets. Kick out pass. And we've got a travel violation called against Carly Wetzel. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort with the basketball leading 66-41. 1:02 remaining in the third period. This zone defense by Mount Marty starting to give Dort a little bit of trouble. Really collapsing hard on the pass into the paint, obviously. Klecker with it into the corner. Verbeek. Verbeek corner three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort and Klecker. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty to throw the ball in. Corton will bring it up. Under a minute to go. Right side with the basketball is McKinney. McKinney, left side, Corton. Corton gives it up to Castaneda. Castaneda crosses over. Her shot from eight, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Mount Marty. Corton launches a three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball. She gives it off to Verbeek. Verbeek stops. Into the corner, Winterfeld. Winterfeld is fouled on the drive. Foul goes against the Lancers. Foul called on Miller. That's her first. Team foul number three on the Lancers. 12.5 seconds remaining in the period. 10 seconds now. Right side Klecker. Klecker knocks down, puts up a three and knocks it down. There I was calling her shot for her. She got a wide open look at a three. McKenna Klecker, the sophomore from Arizona, knocks it down. Dort tips the pass up the floor, breaks up the threat, and the defenders lead 69-41 after three quarters of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The defenders led today. Ashton Verbeek with 18. 15 each for Beckman and Feenstra. Seven other players have scored for the Defenders so far. For the Lancers, they are topped by Corton with 18. And it'll be Mount Marty basketball to start the second, fourth quarter. 69-41, Lancers down by 28. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. She hands it off to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Klecker. Klecker, ball fake, throws it into the corner. Three on the way. Nielsen, good. Macy Nielsen with the three, and Dort getting contributions offensively. They've got 11 different players have scored today. Shot no good by Corton. Rebound cleared by Verbeek. Dort in front comfortably by 31. And the pass ahead to Erica Feenstra. Feenstra on the run out. She's fouled from behind. And the Defenders will shoot free throws. Carly McKinney, leading scorer for the Lancers, has been held scoreless so far today. Senior from T, averaging 14.2 points per contest, has not gotten many looks today, for that matter. First free throw up and good for Feenstra. McKinney is 0 for 7 from the floor so far. A couple of rebounds and an assist. Second free throw, in and out, no good. So 16 points for Feenstra. And the Defender lead is 73-41. Well, if you're Dort now, you're just trying to play out the string. Pass goes right side, Lancer basketball, McKinney. McKinney down to the baseline, cut off there by Nielsen. Now a spin move by McKinney. She fires it into the opposite corner. Three on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Erica gives it ahead to Nielsen. Nielsen stops on the left wing, looking down low, gives to Feenstra, squares up. She's underneath the basket, forces it up, shot no good. Gets her own rebound back, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Smitsdorf, no good. Gets her own rebound back, and Mari Smitsdorf with the two-point basket. And the Defenders pounding away on the offensive glass. They've outscored Mount Marty 6-0 to start the fourth period. And the Defenders with a 75-41 lead. Timeout on the floor, charge to Mount Marty. Back with more after this. Some halftime scores in women's basketball. Hastings lead trails Morningside 45-27. I want to double check on that one. I think I flipped that score. Yeah, it was Briarcliff beating Hastings 78-70, the final. Nope, that's not the right Sioux City school. 79-51, and there's still time left. So Morningside in control of that one. I did indeed flip those scores. Jamestown leading Concordia and Seward at halftime, 35-27. Steal by Smitsdorf. Here come the Defenders. With the basketball, Nielsen, throw it down low. Michaela DeYoung, back left side, Klecker. Klecker, open three, good. McKenna Klecker with the three-point bucket. She's got six. Defenders lead 78-41. Dakota Wesleyan up by 18 on Midland at halftime, 43-25. Rebound cleared by the Defenders in Stamness. Dort up in this one, 78-41, and this one has reached the out-of-control stage. Pass up front, DeYoung. DeYoung right side, gives to Nielsen. Nielsen of the basketball, bounce pass, DeYoung. DeYoung kick out, Stamness. Three on the way, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Mount Marty. Lancers with it. Taken by Tweet. Tweet with it. Left side. McKinney. McKinney driving in, and McKinney's going to be called for steps. Briarcliff led Doan at halftime, 32-15. And it was Northwestern all over the College of St. Mary, 59-15 near halftime as well. 7.5 left to go in this one. Dort in a runaway. Klecker feeds it down low, Smitsdorf, goes back inside, Albrecht, Klecker, 15-footer, no good, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Mount Marty, it'll be Dort basketball. Oh, no, beg your pardon. Last touch by Dort, it'll be Mount Marty basketball. Faith Van Holland is going to check in. Sienna Stamness will check out. 78-41. And into the front court come the Lancers. Lancers on the right-hand side with it. Jacobson. Jacobson feeds to McKinney. McKinney with the basketball. McKinney, kick out pass. Three on the way, up and good. Three-point basket for Tweet. Her first basket today. Dort leads 78-44. 6:50 remaining in the contest. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Michaela DeYoung. It'll be Mount Marty basketball as the defenders touched it last. So Jacobson bringing it up. Jacobson, left side, Tweet. Tweet gives it up. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Klecker. Klecker, right side, Van Holland. Van Holland over the basketball. Left side, Albrecht. Albrecht tries to feed it down low, and the defenders have turned it over a couple of times now in a row. Lancers, three, top of the key. Miss, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's picked up by Mount Marty, and a foul on the play. It's Megan Hirsch got fouled on the rebound putback. Dort leading 78-44. 6:17 remaining in this contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. First free throw on the way for Hirsch, no good. Another free throw on the way for Hirsch. This one's up. Line drive off the front iron. No good. Hirsch, a 50% free throw shooter coming into the game. Left side pass for the basketball. Albrecht. Albrecht goes right side to Shemileski. Shemileski, left side, Albrecht. Albrecht, three, blocked. Gets her own rebound back off the deflection. And Albrecht, following the shot, knocks it down. She is now the 13th player to score for the defenders. Dort leads at 80-44. 80-44, defenders up by 36, and it's thrown away right into the lap of an unsuspecting athletic director over in the front row of the bleachers. Ross Dalma taking in the game and looking down at his phone and ends up with the ball ricocheting off his knees. Dort with the basketball. Shemileski comes back to Albrecht. Albrecht, shot no good, and Hillary will go to the free throw line where she will shoot two free throws. Dort leads 80-44. In case you're wondering what the high water mark is for Dort scoring this season, 83. They've done it twice against Doan and the College of St. Mary. Dort has actually only broken 80 three times this season. The other one, an 81-point performance against Jamestown. Oddly enough, Dort's next opponent. Critical stretch for the defenders continuing in GPAC play next week. Shot no good by Albrecht. Rebound Smitsdorp, and Mari is fouled on the play. Mari, the senior, we'll go to the free throw line. That foul called on Arns. For Mari, a senior from Coon Rapids, Minnesota, she's got 3 points. Put some solid minutes together today, did Mari Smitsdorf. Another free throw on the way. And she makes both free throws. She's got four. Dort leads 83-44. Pretty solid performance today by the defenders. Up tempo. Forced some turnovers, took care of the basketball in transition as well. Right side with the basketball, Lancers work it over to Hochstein. Hochstein with the basketball. Left side it goes, Jacobson. Jacobson misses the three. Rebound taken away by Klecker. Klecker with the basketball. McKenna up the floor. Left side it goes, Albrecht. Albrecht to Klecker. Klecker to Van Holland. Van Holland left side, Albrecht. Albrecht with the basketball, Faith Van Holland. Albrecht, Cutter, DeYoung, Michaela with the left hand. Good. Michaela DeYoung with a two-point basket. Dort leads 85-44. I'm trying to figure out if there is anyone that hasn't scored yet for the defenders. I believe Faithman Holland's the only player that hasn't scored. 85-44, our score. Shot no good in the paint. Loose basketball picked up by the defenders and Albrecht. Albrecht with the basketball. Albrecht driving left, right side. Feeds the trailer, Klecker. Klecker down to the baseline. Comes back over to Smitsdorf. Then Holland, three, no good, too strong. Rebound out of bounds. Last touched by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort with the basketball. Dort leading 85-44. Left side it goes. Now back to Van Holland. Van Holland three, can't get it to go, but there for a rebound and the putback, Mari Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf with six. 87-44 defenders. 3:45 remaining. They drop it off inside. Mount Marty shot no good. Rebound cleared by the Lancers. Comes back right side. Three from the right corner. Rims out, no good. Rebound taken away by Mari Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf with the basketball. Faith Van Holland with it right side. Klecker. Klecker looking inside for Smitsdorf. Comes back to Van Holland. Klecker feeds Smitsdorf down low. Back out front, Van Holland. Van Holland, three. Got it. Everyone in uniform today has scored for the defenders. So Van Holland with that three. Dort leading 90-44. Out front, Corton. Corton drops it off inside. The defenders with a season-high 90 points. Van Holland will bring the ball up the floor in between the circles. She passes left side, Albrecht. Right side it goes. Down low, Smitsdorf reverses to Albrecht. Albrecht to DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball. Skip pass. Klecker. Klecker. Inside it goes Smitsdorf. Nine to shoot. Ball deflected. Picked up by the Mount Marty Lancers. So the Lancers force a turnover. Dort leading 90-44. Corton driving in. Spin move with the right hand. Good. Well, if there has been a bright spot for Mount Marty today, it has been Corton. She's got 20. Unfortunately for the Lancers, she showed up. Van Holland driving in. Shot off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Michaela DeYoung. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Corton with 20. Megan Hirsch with 13. That's 33 of their 46 points this afternoon for the Lancers. It's been a long afternoon for the school from Yankton. 2:02 and counting, ball game. Defenders will be off until Thursday when they face Jamestown. Three on the way, missed, no good. Rebound, Michaela DeYoung up strong for it. And the possession arrow, she's tied up. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball bringing it up is Van Holland. Van Holland, right side, Klecker. Klecker, they bring two players to her. Back over to Van Holland. Van Holland, left side, DeYoung. DeYoung over the basketball, deep in the corner. Fires it back over to Klecker. Klecker, into the lane, puts it up. No good, but she is fouled on the play. McKenna Klecker with 6 points today. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Klecker will shoot two with 91 seconds left in this game. First free throw, no good for McKenna. She's got another one on the way. Couple of threes for Klecker today. That one's no good. Mari Smitsdorf down on the floor after that one. And possession arrow, it will stay with Mount Marty. After the tie-up, Lancers bringing it up. Mount Marty has the basketball, trailing 90-46. Faith Van Holland putting on some pressure. And the Lancers will inbound with 80 seconds remaining. Driving in, Lancers. Right-hand side with it. Nothing there. Still looking for someone to pass to. They finally find Miller. Miller, spin move, off the glass, no good. Kick-out pass, three from the top of the key, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders and Albrecht. Albrecht with it, back over to Van Holland. Van Holland, left side, Albrecht. Albrecht, DeYoung. DeYoung, swing pass, Klecker. Klecker, three, no good. Rebound, Albrecht. Albrecht keeps it alive, back over to Van Holland. Van Holland, Klecker. Klecker, pocket pass, Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf unable to knock it down, though. Nice pass that time by Klecker off the penetration. And here comes Mount Marty back the other way. Klecker doesn't give any ground on defense. Lancers have it. 18 now on the game clock. Shot clock and game clock, less than a second difference. Now 12 seconds. Lancers have it. They go into the lane. Scoop shot, no good. And the ball deflected out. 15-footer at the buzzer, no good. And the defenders hang on for an 90-46 win. 90-46, your final score. The defenders improved to 9-4 in the conference, 10-6 overall. Mount Marty, 1-11, and 3-12. For the defenders, that is a new low points allowed in a game this season. Previous low, 54. That was against Doan. And the defenders, a new season high in terms of points scored with 90. Previous high was 83 twice against Doan and the College of St. Mary. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of today's basketball game on the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr885.com. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. Let's take a look at the score from today, the details. Dort led at every quarter break, 23-9 at the end of the first quarter, 48-24 at the end of the half. The defenders were up 69-41 after three quarters of play and then outscore Mount Marty 21-5 in the fourth quarter for a 90-46 final score. The defenders today led by Ashton Verbeek's 18 points on 8 of 13 shooting, 16 for Erica Feenstra, 15 for Bailey Backman. Everyone in uniform today scored for the defenders. Bailey Tetzloff, 3 points. Jordan Winterfeld, 2 points. 3 each for Macy Nielsen and Sienna Stamnis. 6 for McKenna Klecker. 6 for Mari Smitsdorf. 2 for Maya Shemileski. 3 for Hillary Albrecht. 6 for Carly Gustafson. 3 for Faith Van Holland. 2 for Riley Van Holzen. 2 for Michaela DeYoung for Dort's total of 90. For the Lancers, Bailey Corton, 20 points today. Megan Hirsch ends up with 13. Alexis Arnes, 2. Sarah Castaneda, 2. Carly McKinney, the leading scorer for the Lancers, 0. She was 0 of 7 today. Kiara Berndt, 3 points. 3 points for Callie Otkin, 3 for Aubrey Tweet. Rebounds, Ashton Verbeek, 13. So a double-double for Verbeek, along with 3 blocked shots. 6 rebounds for Mari Smitsdorf in 9 minutes of play. 5 for Carly Gustafson, 4 for Hillary Albrecht, 5 for Riley Van Holzen, 3 for Michaela DeYoung, 4 each for Winterfeld, Tetzloff, and Feenstra. Assists, Jordan Winterfeld had 6, 2 steals for Bailey Backman, 3 steals for Maya Shemileski, and 2 each for Carly Gustafson and Mari Smitsdorf. For the Lancers today, 13 rebounds for Megan Hirsch. Dort out-rebounded Mount Marty, 56-39. Turnovers, Mount Marty had 20 turnovers. Dort had 12. The defenders for the game, 36 of 77 from the floor, 47%. 7 of 23 on threes, 30%. 11 of 17 on free throws, 65%. For the Mount Marty Lancers, 16 of 66 from the floor, 24%. 4 for 24 from the three-point line, 17%. 10 for 13 from the free throw line, 77%. The Lancers are now 1 and 11 in the GPAC, 3 and 12 overall. Dort improves to 9 and 4 and 10 and 6. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more on the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort Defenders victorious over Mount Marty today, 90-46 in women's basketball. We went through the numbers already. Dort, a high water mark for points scored and a low water mark for points allowed, 90 and 46 respectively. And Coach Bill Harmson has made his way out of the locker room. And Coach Harmson, I don't know what you covered in the last 2 days of practice, but I would say of the games I have seen you play this year, this was probably the one where you came out with the most energy and were able to play up tempo for the most part throughout the contest, and that translated into good things this afternoon for your team.
Yeah, really proud of our team again, Mike. Their attention to detail and focus this week has been the best it's been all year. And you can really start to sense that these kids are really starting to grow into their roles. And understanding who they're playing with on the floor and what their strengths and weaknesses are. And it's just to come out and to start the game the way we started, to score 20 points in each quarter, to limit Mount Marty to single digits in two quarters. I'm just really proud of their effort. And, it's great effort by our team.
Talk about your defense on Carly McKinney today. Leading scorer coming into the game for Mount Marty. Obviously, a critical part of Mount Marty's game plan is getting her involved. You limit her to 0-7 from the floor, and that goes a long way in limiting Mount Marty this afternoon.
Yeah, I don't think she was feeling quite right. Looked like she had some injury or something, but going in, our goal was to really limit what she did and the number of touches that she gets. And I thought every guard that we had defend her did just an outstanding job with her.
Offensively, Ashton Verbeek, 18 points. Erica Feenster ran the floor well. Bailey Beckman couldn't get some threes to drop, but that didn't stop her from being aggressive offensively. Three players in double figures. You shoot nearly 50% from the floor. What did you want to do offensively coming into this game, and how do you assess things when it's all finished?
Well, against Mount Marty, the last time we played him, we were so stagnant offensively, and now we're starting to get a little rhythm against zones again, Mike. And, you know, we went through that, I think, in early December. We played three teams that played us against the zone, and then we had a couple teams that played us man. We saw a zone again and just really got locked up. And so now, you know, we're moving better without the basketball. We're finding gaps in the zone. We're attacking zones at the right time. And, you know, we had Jordan Benmanen and Bailey Beckman, and those guys did an excellent job again downhill and then setting up their teammates for some easy looks at the basket. And, you know, those are all things that we're trying to work on and get better at. And, you know, when you have as many kids that can make a three as we do, that draws a lot of attention. It's hard to close out. So, big thing for us, Mike, is moving the basketball from side to side, getting downward pressure on the lane, and then working from the inside out. And I thought we did that really well again today.
You now don't play until Thursday, and it'll be a big game, obviously, with the Jamestown Jimmies. Jamestown, they're going to be fighting to try and claw their way back into a better position than they are right now. They lost today by, they lost, so they're now 6-6. You're 9-4. They're going to come in with that being a very critical game,
yep,
in terms of the big picture of their season on Thursday night.
Yes, sir. And we're going to give the girls Monday off. We went 2 days all last week, and last week was a long week, and this week we got a little rhythm. But I think they're going to all appreciate, you know, without school being in session yet, just to have a free day on Monday. And I think a few of the kids will go home and spend some more time with family, which is great. But then when we get back on Tuesday and we address it with the team already, man, it's go time then. We're going to get to that crunch point in the season with Jamestown here, long trip to Hastings, Morningside here for the next three games, boy, we got to make sure that we're on top of ours during that time and continue to protect our home floor to solidify, you know, one of those top four home spots in the GPAC.
Doesn't get any easier, but it certainly helps when you get a couple of wins in a week. So we will let you go, Coach. Glad that you were able to pick up a win this afternoon and go get them next week.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
That's Bill Harmson talking about today's contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the men's contest right after this.